This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Sandy McGee, the Interim Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
You came in here with your Summer Arts Festival shirt on.
I did. You know, Kyle, festival would have started tomorrow at 10 a.m. And the Art Center right now is doing a fundraising campaign. And we're asking people to give, at the very least, the price of a gate ticket, which is $5 to get into the Arts Festival, so that we can make sure to get to next year and have the best festival yet. So I am wearing my t-shirt in the spirit of Summer Arts Festival. I am missing it this morning and getting ready for 130 vendors plus food vendors to come in and move in over the course of the weekend. That would be happening today. So we're just really missing all the artists and all the food trucks, and we're going to definitely miss our community. Thousands of people from the Umpqua Valley come to visit the festival over the course of the weekend.
And you have folks that come from out of the area, vendors that come from out of the area, and people make connections there that in some cases go on for 20, 30 years from a vendor, you know, and somebody who likes their artwork continues to buy from them. Sometimes they become friends and things like that.
Yeah, the festival is just such a meeting place, Kyle. People come out. Literally, we have 25,000 people, around 25,000 people in our community. We had 12,000 people come out last year. And the majority of the folks are from our community, from the Umpqua Valley, from all over, Elkton, everywhere, from the coast. People come to this festival. It's the biggest festival in Douglas County. And yes, people meet up with each other each year. They look forward to it. They see the vendors that they saw the previous years. We've got vendors. We call them legacy vendors, Kyle. They've been at the festival for 20 plus years. They're amazing. And people really look forward to seeing their work each year, buying a ceramic cup from, you know, Bob Johnson, and just lots of different vendors that are really like home to us. Yeah.
You know, it's amazing because the first year that I went was probably the second year I lived here. I might have gone the first year, but by then I was married and my wife had already been buying from a vendor for a number of years. Actually, had bought from them when they both lived in the Willamette Valley. And that connection continued and continued and continued and still is there today.
Absolutely. Very, very special. You know, our vendors come back every year because we have such a dedicated community. People, you know, like yourself, who come back every year, like your wife, who she looks forward to seeing that vendor so that she can get yet another piece. Original artwork from an actual artist. And a lot of times, Kyle, when you're walking through the festival, the artists are making their work right in front of you. And that doesn't happen anywhere else. You really get the experience of what it is to make something from scratch by hand. That is something that you can use and enjoy for many, many years.
You know, it's interesting. When we used to be located in Harvard until about 3 years ago, one of the things I always get a kick out of was looking out the office window as this slowly evolved over a few days and working with other events. I know, you know, it's set up and tear down and all these things. I've done that for half my life or maybe more. And it's just a fun process to watch, especially when you're not the one doing it, to sit there and say, okay, let's see how they put this together this year. And on that today, when people start coming in and the road starts getting blocked off and things like that, it's a fascinating process. But it's not happening this year, like a lot of other things. But there's still the need there to help the arts festival. So explain how this virtual campaign works.
Oh, well, you know, you will want to visit our Facebook page at this point. Sarah Harbrow, who's been on this station before, she has put up a post. We have video testimonials of longtime festival creators and volunteers and artists and food truck folks. So if you check our Facebook today page, you will see the virtual campaign in action happening every so often with a new piece of information that gives you the flavor and the feel of festival. And all you have to do is click on that virtual campaign. It's just called a virtual campaign because it's on Facebook. It's not in person. It's not face to face. And we're not doing the face to face kind of fundraising situation because obviously COVID is preventing us from doing that. We want to keep people safe. So the virtual campaign is live on Facebook right now, and all you have to do is click, and you can click any level that you want to give. And it's starting with $5. We thought the small ask for people, because normally people would walk into the festival, they would have paid $5 to get in. And I don't know about you guys, but I forget when I spend that $5 and I have so much fun. And you walk by and you sit down and you watch the community acts like the Chitwood dancers on the community stage. We have, you know, 2-3 days worth of local acts, Douglas County Symphony, Youth Symphony, just all kinds of wonderful. Wildlife Safari has been out there with the cheetahs. It's just such a community experience. And then when you turn the corner and you go into the food court and you see really wonderful musical acts play over the course of the weekend, and you can sit in the golden light of Fir Grove Park and chill at the table and get some lovely food or McMiniman's brew. It's just the best time ever. And so we thought, hey, if you've ever spent $5 and you forgot that you spent that $5, donate that this year, because if we have 1,000 people who donate $5, we'll make our goal. And what this money will go toward is getting us to festival next year. The Arts Center has taken a huge hit by the cancellation of this festival. Many, many arts organizations across the country are in the same exact boat as us. They've had to cancel their big fundraisers, their big events, and really that's what the arts thrives on, is gathering people together and putting people all in the same place and experiencing live acts and art and those kinds of things. So we live off of that, quite frankly. And so we're asking people to help us get to the next festival and make it the best festival yet by giving this year, by going to our Facebook page and clicking on our campaign.
How long is the campaign up on Facebook?
Well, we are running it from today all the way until Monday, which is when festival would go, all the way till Monday is cleanup day. So Kyle, one thing that a lot of people out there really do know, because they've contributed, is the number of volunteers that we have that run this event. We only have 4 staff people. So this is a huge event, and we rely so heavily on our volunteers. We have a committee of Summer Arts Festival volunteers, and then we have all of the guys that come out and people that come out to do the gates, to do booth sitting, all those people. So the festival just doesn't happen without any of those people, and that's just amazing.
Wow. All right. So there you go. There's your challenge for today. Go to the Facebook page of Umpqua Valley Arts and make a donation for their virtual campaign going on for until Monday. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you. We're going to miss everybody this weekend.
All right. 8:41 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. More news on the way.